Hello?
Hello, is this Ail?
Yes?
Ail, this is Shirley with Local Splash.
Yes,
you told me to give you a call at 10:30?
Yes, 10:30.
I'm always on time, as my father told me well.
Nice, I love it. And it's very important to learn. Yes, definitely. Smart father.
Yeah, absolutely. It's probably one of my pet peeves to be late anywhere. So even when my fiance family's like, hey, come by at 2 o'clock, I'm like, okay, we got to get there at 2. She's like, we don't need to get there at 2. I'm like, all right, fair enough.
Yeah.
But did you get a chance to look everything over?
Yes, absolutely. And I'm actually ready to try it. I want to give it a month. And again, you know, I have experience with those kinds of things, but this one actually caught my eyes. And I definitely want to give it a chance, at least for the first month, and see how I'm going to get after that. You said that I can, you know, it's not a contract, you know, just automatically, not automatically renewal even, right? I need to renew it every month.
Yeah, so it does automatically renew every month, but if you ever do want to cancel, you can just call in 3 days before your next billing cycle is due, and you can just say, hey, I'd like to cancel a service, or if you guys do get, like, really busy, because I know some of our customers do, they always pause the service. So there's no penalty fee for you doing that. There's no early termination fees or anything like that. But you would need to call in and let us know. That way you just don't get charged for the next month of service.
Fair enough. All righty. Sounds good. So what we said about the, if you can just remind me the numbers.
Yes. So when I sent you the email, the numbers were, the first month was the $348 because you had the $99 setup fee, and then it's just $249 month to month after that.
$249
month to month after that. So the first month would be $348 though. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
So my question is, you creating a page which my company will be there, or how exactly, like, what exactly going to happen?
Good question. So you guys already have a page. We're just going to optimize that page to rank it higher of what you guys already have it at. And then anybody that searches your services, we're going to do a retargeting campaign through your Facebook page. So you're not going to give us, like, your login information or anything like that. You're just going
to
add it.
Update my Facebook.
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. So your Facebook already has posts on it. We're just going to put your advertisement for the retargeting campaign in front of people in the zip codes that you want to target that you had gave Charmaine yesterday.
I see. Okay. I see what you're saying. So so the website going to be, they're going to link to the website, or they're going to link to the Facebook page?
So everything, your website will be linked to your Google Business profile, which I think it already is, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it is. And then it's also linked to your Facebook page as well. Now, it's all just a click to call directly. So when we run that retargeting campaign, if you want them to go to your website, we can put a button there so they can go there. But if you just want them to click directly and call you directly, that's what we'll put as well. It just depends on how you want to be contacted.
I see what you're saying. Okay, and I'll tell you why I'm asking that, because I'm thinking if they're going to be direct to the Facebook, because, you know, I'm not good at all this media and all that until somebody's going to do that. But as far as now, I'm not active there. So I'm asking because if you're going to tell me, they're going to go through the website, so meaning that I need to make more, be more active maybe. Make sense my question?
Right.
That's what I wanted to
use. Yeah. No, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're active, because the people that are on your page, those are your followers. We're retargeting people that they're just going to see the advertisement on their feed, and they'll be able to click to call you directly. They don't have to, go on
to you. But advertisers will see the Facebook or the website? That's what I'm trying to understand.
It will be on your Facebook. Yes.
On the Facebook.
Yes. All it would be a Facebook advertisement. That's what it would be.
Got it.
But your website will be linked to your Google page where they can click that if they want to get more information. Or if they do go to your Facebook, because I did some, you know, I did my homework too.
Sure.
And I see, you know, you have on your Facebook your website there as well. So even if they do go to your Facebook page and they look and they want to call you directly from there, or if they want to get more information, they'll click that website for you as well.
Excellent. So what you're saying, okay, so they're going to call me directly, and then
yes,
the advertising, the actual advertising is they're going to see the Facebook, and but they have the option to go, okay, I see what you're saying. Okay, got it,
yes,
got it. But they do have the option to call me directly.
100%. They will have that option to call you directly.
Excellent, excellent,
okay,
excellent.
All and right, the number that you want them to call you on is the 832-298-6447, correct?
Yes, yes, sir.
Okay, I just want to make sure I just be 100%. And then, what is your last name?
It's Biton, B as in boy,
mm-hmm,
I mm-hmm as in Israel, T as in Tom, T as in Tom, O-N-E.
Oh, that's right. You told me that yesterday. I don't know why this didn't save. Hold on.
Yeah, when you told me about your last name, when I received your email, I said,
yeah,
now I know what you're talking about. Yeah, I did not even try.
You saw it, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Only when I saw it, I said, ah, okay. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Oh, got it. Israel? No, no argue here.
Yeah, yeah. So when you were telling me about your first name, I was like, I understand where you're coming from. My dad, actually, funny story with that, my dad, he had me to learn my last name. He actually had that name as a spelling word when I was a young kid for me to learn my name.
Smart, nice.
Very smart. He's a smart dude, I will say that.
Yeah,
he's a very wise man.
From the tiny huge things I'm hearing, definitely, no. Definitely.
Yeah, we have a good relationship, so he's funny, though. All right,
it's
let
fun,
me just
it's
make fun. Sure.
It's like you and your friend, like, hey, what are we working on today? Spelling day, yeah. Tomato, yes. Make camp something, I don't know.
Yeah, mullet camp, yeah. And I had to practice, too, because I was like, man, I think I was like in first grade or something like that. And so I practiced, and before we went to school, he tested me on all the words, and then the last one, he tested me on that one as well, and he's like, all right, you passed.
All right, you're ready.
I'm like,
you're ready.
Cool. And that's actually how I learned my last name.
So I have another question. Do I need to download any app for you, of you guys, or like if I want to put like a link to the page that I have through, oh, it's not work like that. Okay, got it.
Yeah, no, you don't need to download any apps. The only thing that you might need to download, and my tech team will go over it with you, is the tracking system. They're going to build that out for you, so you're going to be able to see the clicks to your Google page. You're going to be able to look at how well the Facebook retargeting page is running, and then you'll also be able to see location of searches. So you'll be able to see how well we're making progress there. And then month to month, you can look at that and say, hey, I like what's going on here. We can keep this train moving. I don't like what's going on here. I want to, you know, change it up. But, you know, communication is really important, right, for both of us. So if you guys want to run, like, a big special, you know, we're coming into March. Like, just for example, St. Patrick's Day is coming up. If you wanted to run a St. Patrick's Day special, you would give us a call and say, hey, I want to run a St. Patrick's Day special. Make sure that we have 10% off for anybody that the first 10 people that call me or something like that, right? We want to make sure that we fulfill that for you so that way those things are running for you.
Right, running for you right now.
Got it. Okay. Good information.
Okay.
So, sorry, so your my contact will be you, correct? So I'm going to have, like, if you have any questions or something, this is the phone number I need to contact, or the one that you sent me the email?
The one that I sent you in the email is my personal, well, not my personal, but my office line where you can reach me directly. If I don't answer, you could always leave a message and I'll call you back within an hour. But with my tech team, you are going to have an account manager, and they're going to walk you through everything, and they're going to also give you, I give you a support number as well to call in. And they'll work with you based off of the keywords and the promotions and stuff like that. Because I will say, they are the ones that do the magic behind the closed doors. Okay. They're the ones that make us look good. So.
Yes, definitely. Definitely is not my expertise. Yes. I cannot be worse. Like, somebody cannot do it worse than me.
That's funny. Yeah, it is a lot to learn and take in. So I've been fortunate to go both sides of it. So I do know the process of it, and it is a lot.
I would say each person needs to do what he's good at, and everything's going to be okay.
Yeah, exactly, right? So,
right,
okay,
so,
so I have
every...
Yeah, I have everything set up for you there. The card that you want to put on file, is it a business credit card or is it a personal card?
No. It's a business, but it's not credit card. It's a debit card. But it's
okay.
Also business.
And it's by
Royalty
Organized,
Inc.? Inc, yes. It's Inc. It's on the card, it's not going to show Inc. because it shows my name as well. So
okay, and that's just
Royalty.
Your first and last name and then with the business name, right?
Yes, sir. Correct.
Okay, perfect. And then is the billing address still the 303 Memorial City Way?
No. The billing address is different.
Okay, let me see here really quickly. What is the billing address?
So it's 9600.
9600.
Glenfield Court. Houston, Texas, 77096.
Perfect. Okay. Are you guys still operating at the 303 Memorial City Way?
So this is our main address. We had the shop there. We're still thinking, we don't know yet. We're going to keep with this address.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Because the billing address is my personal, like, so my office is in my home, right?
Okay.
So I don't want to advertise my personal address. You know what I mean? So that's why I'm keeping with the 303 Memorial.
Okay, perfect. If you ever want to change it, let me know. We can always change it, and we could always hide that address on Google, so the only thing that would pop up is Houston, Texas, and the zip code. Okay?
Ah, okay. If you want to do that, you think it's better? Like, whatever you think. I don't know. I have no problem to leave it the way it is, and I have no problem to, because, you know.
Yeah, I mean, is that a physical location? Is where you, the 303 Memorial Way is?
Yes. So we had a shop. We it's still under mine. Like, I still have it.
Oh, okay.
I shut it down. Yeah, the shop itself. You know what I mean?
But you still have the shop, though.
Yeah.
Okay. If you ever sell the shop, or like, you, let's say you don't have the shop anymore, just let us know so that way we can just give accurate addresses, because let's say somebody else moves into that shop and they want to open up a Google business profile and you have the same address, it might raise a red flag to Google.
No. The address is, the shop is inside a mall. Okay.
Oh.
So there is a lot
okay.
of addresses. It's not that it's on somebody's, you know what I mean? Everybody,
gotcha.
Like, every shop is the address, and you know, and that's it.
Okay.
And then people calling and they're coming, you know, that's how, I don't know, the more it's work.
Perfect. Okay. As long as it's working for you, I don't want to change it, but I just want to let you know. If you ever wanted to change it, you absolutely could. Just let us know.
Excellent.
And then
I
we
will.
Can.
Thank
we
you
can,
for this info, because
yeah.
I may get rid of it. You know what? Yeah, it's a good information.
Yeah, and then we can always hide the address. So, like I said, your home address, we work with a lot of companies that do service industries. So they're working out of their home. So we hide the address. So, like I said, the only thing that'll pop up is Houston, Texas, and then
this is my biggest fear. I don't want
people coming to your house.
Wow, terrified. What the heck is going on? Like, I'm happy. Yeah, like, the other way. You know,
yeah.
That's not
ideal. Yeah, no, I definitely understand where you're coming from. So you always have that option, okay?
All righty, excellent.
Okay.
So,
awesome.
Yeah. Okay.
And then the card itself, is it a Master, a Visa,
it's
Discovery?
Visa,
okay. And then I'm ready with the card number whenever you are.
Yes, 4259-0900-1316.
Mm-hmm.
8654.
Mm-hmm.
0927 is the expiration.
Okay.
And 593 in the back. And now you're going to charge me 348, correct?
I will in just a minute. I'm not going to make any purchases yet. So I'm going to do two things here. One, I'm going to set a security question for you because we never sell or share any of your information. We want to make sure that we're always talking to you. Okay. So every time we do call you, we are going to ask you this security question because we want to verify that we're talking to you, and also two, that you know that you're always talking to us and nobody else about this information. Okay. It is important.
Okay.
Very important. You can have three questions. I have three. You can have one. I have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
My first pet name.
Love it. Okay. What was your first pet's name?
Touch.
Touch?
T-O-U-C-H. Touch.
Touch. Okay. Was Touch a dog, a cat, a fish?
A dog. A dog. Ooh, I'm just kidding.
I'm not a cat person either. I'm a doggy person for sure.
Yeah, me too. I'm just looking at my dog right now. It's sleeping. My beautiful German Shepherd. So.
Oh, you have a German Shepherd.
Yes, he's not a pushover. He's a fucking King Kong.
Really?
Ah, yes. But for me, it's tiny. I don't know. Everybody sees big. I see him small.
I actually just got a Doberman.
Wow, such a loyal dog.
Yeah, and she's only 10 weeks old.
Wow.
So she's super tiny, but she, oh my gosh, and she's like a burgundy red, so she's beautiful,
gosh.
I will say.
Wow,
I love
yes,
her.
I can't imagine.
I know, my cousin has a German Shepherd, and they're super loyal dogs too. Good family dogs as well. Beautiful, beautiful dogs.
Yes. So, oh my God, it's my weakness.
That's your baby.
My dog is a weakness. Exactly.
Absolutely. Okay, so what I'm going to do here for you is I'm going to walk you through a voice verification really quick, okay? So this is just an added protection for you. I'm going to send to you in writing as a Google Premier Channel partner. This is just going to be an outline of the agreement that we're going to provide for you. And then this is for you to keep for your records as well, okay?
Okay, you send me that through the email?
I'm going to send it to you after we're done. It's going to send over to you in email, yes, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
BioRoyalty Organized Inc.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Yael Verdugo Bitton, CEO and founder.
Awesome. And then, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. And then you're the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
The only one, yes.
Perfect. And then to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from us and not another company. So that's your dog's Touch, okay?
Touch, yes.
Perfect. And then you do agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. In hiring us as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yes.
Perfect. Your payment for initial term and account setup will be charged today is February 21st in the non-refundable amount, the $348. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 21st in the amount of $249. This is a recurring payment. Now, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225, and I'm going to email that number to you as well, okay?
Excellent. Excellent. Okay.
Perfect. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact our client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due so you don't get charged for the next month of service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, now I can stop sounding like a robot. I'm gonna send over a couple text messages. Oh. Let me see. Okay, I might have got something wrong here. Give me one second.
Okay.
For the expiration date, did you say it was 9?
Yeah, 09/27.
09/27. I apologize.
Yeah, it's okay.
And then it was 593 for the security code on the back, correct?
593, correct.
Okay. 09. That's my birthday month. Awesome.
Oh, no.
All right. Let me make sure. Okay. Now I'm going to send you some text messages, and just they're welcome text messages from us. I don't mean to bombard you, but you're also going to get your invoice breakdown of everything in your email.
Yeah, that's my question. Exactly. Can you send me an invoice?
100%. It's going straight to the email. Yeah.
So remind me, the name of the company is Splash something.
Local Splash. Yes.
Local.
Yes.
Sorry.
It's okay. No, it's okay.
Splash, right? S-P-L-A-S-H, correct? Correct?
Yes. S-P-L-S-H, yes. And then local, L-O-C-A-L.
Okay, not A after, okay. Just S-P-L-S-H.
Yes.
Righty.
And then you'll get the invoices as well. And then I just sent you a text message. So you might have received actually 3 of them, so I apologize for bombarding you there.
I received only one. Local Splash, to send you a copy of your info statement.
Okay.
So you sent it to the info at bywills.com, correct?
Yes. And then the link right there that says my.localsplash.com/terms, that's just our terms and conditions. Can you click that link?
Hold on.
And then it's going to take you to the terms and conditions page.
Okay.
There's going to be 2 boxes on the bottom, one saying you're the authorized holder for the card, and then also 2 to receive SMS messages. So we're just going to update you. If you don't answer, we'll say like, hey,
so
we just.
My full name is Yael Bardugo Bitton. So, but we can go with Yael Bitton, right? I'm going for what you wrote on both.
Yeah, if you want me to put your full name, that's fine too.
No, I'm okay with that. If you're okay with that,
Yeah, so this is a tax write-off. So anything that you're going to do your taxes with, I want to make sure that it adds up with that.
No, the write-off is for the by royalty organized. It's not for my personal. So you want to change the name to the by royalty?
No, you're fine. You're fine. We can leave it like that if that's okay. Did I get the right spelling? Y-A-E-L?
Yes,
right. Okay.
Perfect.
Okay. So once you hit this, it's...
But hold on, let me just... Everything is under the company name, right? Not my personal, except this paper that I'm signing on, right?
Yes, right? Yes. So the billing is under I put the billing with your first and last name and then also the company name on there as well.
Excellent. As long as the company name is there, we're good.
100%.
Okay. Confirm signature.
And then it's going to take you to a username and password. Let me know when you get there.
Yes, I go there.
Okay, perfect. So don't do anything yet. My tech team, we're going to go through an onboarding call with you. They're going to build this out for you, and they're actually going to give you the username and password, and then they're going to walk you through so that way you know what you're looking at. You can track everything through there, okay?
Okay.
Okay. What's a good time for my tech team to give you a call so we can do that onboarding call with you? I have availability today, but I want to make sure I'm respectful of your time today as well.
Yes. So the thing is that how long is it going to take?
It's going to take maybe around 30 to 45 minutes.
So which means it's going to take 45. Okay. It's 11 and 2. Okay. Okay, I can do it, like, let's say it's 12 p.m. today, or around 5 p.m. or 6 p.m., the latest as possible, because from here I have less projects that I need to go to. I will not be able. I'm not going to have 10 minutes, so not talk about 45.
Yeah. Okay. So let's do 12 p.m. Does that work for you? That way we can just get it out of the way, and then we can just start working on everything.
It's excellent. It's no problem. So 12 p.m., no problem. So I'm just going to leave the page like that. I'm not going to do nothing.
Okay. And then I'm going to send you an email right now Okay, so that went to Yell. All right. Let me make sure that that goes to... Do you want me to send the emails to info, or is it okay if I sell it to Yell?
No, it's okay. I see that you sent me the... this email you sent me yesterday, and now you sent me... Okay, let me just open that.
Yeah. So everything's still under the business name. It's just everything the invoices and everything is just sending to you personally. Does that make sense? Okay.
Yes, yes.
That would, because I know you guys get a ton of emails, probably from your info.
Yeah. So hold on, where is? I just want to see the receipt. Oh, okay, there you go. I see it.
Yep, okay. And it's the full breakdown there. And then I just sent you another email. That's just for the 12 p.m. It might say 10 a.m., but that's just Pacific Standard Time.
So I just want to have an email from you with your information, and if you can send me a, support phone number and all that I'm going to have it in one email, so I can, if I need, I can find it in my email very quick.
Yeah, let me just send it to you really quickly. I'll just send you a personal email.
Excellent. I'm excited, Charlie. I'm excited.
Yeah, no, I'm glad that Charmaine called you, because she was asking me about your guys' company, and then I was like, yeah, let's see if we can help them out. And she started talking to you, and she even asked about you today, and I said, let me tell you, Yael was giving you some praise.
Who is his boss to her? I don't know if you the direct boss, but if you have boss above you, I will happy if you can give a few good words about her. Like, she deserves it.
Yeah, no, I will. I'm actually going to message my higher ups and let them know that you personally said good things about Charmaine, and maybe we can.
And you. If you want, you can give me my number. I can talk. I cannot, tell you the good stuff. But if, seriously, I can write it. If you want to text me a phone number, I can even write a text message or whatever. But, Demet, you are very good. Now, this is the start. Let's see how we're going to continue.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I mean,
excited from this service, actually. It's been a long time since I excited from this kind of service, because I lost a lot of trust and a lot of bullshit and a lot of headaches, which I'm not good with it. I'm straightforward, and I have zero patience for dumb, not in a bad way, like not dumb people, but lack of brain. Not lack of brain. It's not nice. Brain capacity. Huh?
Yeah.
Brain capacity. that's why, with you guys, just, I don't know. I'm excited, and I'm really excited from this opportunity this month. Like, I'm literally myself, which I'm dummy with all those, online, all this, but I'm personally going to pay attention to that. Excites me.
Absolutely. No, I appreciate you, and I'm so happy we can help you out too. So I sent you a personal email. I just put support number is 877-635-6225, and then I put my number is at the bottom. And it should, the email that I sent you before, yesterday, it has my email address, my extension, my phone number, everything like that.
Okay, got it. Yes, I have it now. Excellent. I'm going to keep it in my phone. That is going to be easier for me to look you up when I need it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So quick question. So anyway, I want to check it myself, and once it's going to be something I'm going to see good, and I can recommend my friends, their own businesses.
Yeah.
I don't know how it works with different, whatever they do, but I will definitely recommend the audio.
Thank you. No, I appreciate that. And I'm going to get started on your account here, so that way when we call you in an hour, everybody's on the same page. We'll get that onboarding call done. And then we'll be ready to rock and roll with you, okay?
Excellent, 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 excellent.
All right, yeah, well, I'll talk to you in a little bit, and then I want to say welcome to Local Splash. We're like a family. If you have any questions or need anything, feel free to always reach out to us at the 877 number, or you can call me with the extension 203, okay?
Thank you so very much, Charlie. It was a pleasure talking with you, and we're going to talk, I guess, at 12.
Okay, sounds good. I'll talk to you then.
So welcome to Buy Royalty.
Huh? Thank you so much.
Okay, I'm just hard for me with the name. Local Splash.
Local Splash, yeah. I love it.
Bye-bye.
I love it. All right, I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.